This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence heading to Nebraska today to visit flooded areas of that state. Historic flooding in the Midwest, killing at least four people and doing hundreds of millions of dollars in damage. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
More than 4,000 people evacuated from their homes in Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin. Hundreds of houses and businesses damaged from all the water. People told to just grab what you can and get out. Nebraska Senator Republican Ben Sasse, a guest on Special Report with Brett Baer on Fox News.
It's really quite stunning. We have 93 counties. 53 of them have issued emergency declarations.
Authorities say a fire at the Intercontinental Terminals Company chemical plant outside Houston could burn for two more days, but officials say they don't believe it's posing a threat to air quality in the area. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
Following a terrorist attack like the nation's never seen, the Prime Minister of New Zealand is calling for national unity. And USA Radio's John Clemens has more.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern spoke to Parliament in response to last Friday's attacks at two different mosques that left 50 people dead. She said New Zealand is a nation of 160 different languages.
We open our doors to others and say welcome. And the only thing that must change after the events of Friday is that this same door must close on all of those who espouse hate and fear.
In a 70-page document issued before the attack, the government called foreign immigrants invaders.
Meanwhile, ISIS is urging retaliation for the mass shootings at those mosques in New Zealand. The terrorist group's spokesman ending 6 months of silence with an audio recording in which he calls the shootings by the white extremist accused of killing at least 50 an extension of the campaign against ISIS. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Congressman Devin Nunes is filing a lawsuit against Twitter and several users of Twitter for $250 million over what he claims is a bias against conservatives. In the lawsuit he filed in a Virginia court, the California representative blames the social network for silencing conservatives through what he calls shadow banning, when a user's content is secretly blocked or made less visible to others. Nunes argues Twitter knowingly monetizes content that is abusive and defamatory against conservatives. The Pentagon is giving Congress a list of projects that might be put off to pay for a wall along the southern border that President Trump wants, the president declaring a national emergency at the border last month, allowing him to access Defense Department funds to build a border wall. The projects that could be cut have not yet been awarded to any contractors. And about $8.5 billion will be bet on this year's NCAA men's basketball tournament. The American Gaming Association expects 47 million American adults to lay down bets during the tourney. 40 million Americans are expected to at least fill out a bracket. Remember, you can find us online anytime. Our newly designed website is available at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And it's for all Americans, ladies and gentlemen, not just Democrats or Republicans or independents. I mean, this is what we've lost sight of and why there's so much contention and tribalism. I mean, the idea of our founding fathers was that in pluribus unum, with the many, we would have one, and that one would be the focus of the great American experiment. And this is why some politicos and those that operate in that vein are so brain damaged, because they want to look at everybody through some sort of algorithm or, you know, some sort of monolithic group. Israel Ortega joins us now. He's a spokesperson for the Libra Initiative, an organization that seeks to equip the Hispanic community with the tools it needs to be prosperous. It is always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, Bill. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
Well, you know, this is the issue, right? I mean, you get these organizations, these political organizations that want to look at groups as monolithic. But I want to say to people that, you know, whether it's Geraldo Rivera, Jorge Ramos, or others, they do not represent, in my humble opinion, the majority of Hispanics, unless I've been, you know, just so cordoned off in my own world and worldview that limits my perspective, because I see many of the Hispanics who have come here to get away from socialism, to get away from oppression, to live the American dream of freedom. And that transcends what you know what's happening even in the Asian markets. They're concerned because they're looking and they're going, whoa, what is encroaching on this country today? There's Hispanics, Latinos, Latinas that are looking at it and going, no, wait a minute. I thought we left our home country in order to come here so we get away from it, and that's now coming to a theater near us.
Yeah. No, absolutely, Bill. I mean, I think that, you know, one obvious example is what's happening in Venezuela. As you know, and most folks listening, Venezuela is suffering tremendously. I mean, you've seen images of folks looking for a meal in trash cans and, you know.
In the back of garbage trucks? Where their president was once on, you know, I find it quite rich and ironic, you know.
Yeah, I know, absolutely. And then, you know, just last week, or even 2 weeks ago, the electricity went off, and only the ones who were spared were the ones who were closest to the Maduro government. So my point, Bill, I think you're making a great point, which is, you know, we've seen what socialism can do to a country, and I think you're right. I think for a lot of folks who are coming to this country from Latin America, they want to prevent that from happening here again. You're seeing this from the Venezuelan refugees who are finding home in Florida, but you know, there are other folks too, you know, in Central America too. We can talk about that too. I've written about this, in fact, that, you know, a lot of the migration that's coming to the U.S., yes, are fleeing violence, yes, are fleeing the homicide rates, but they're also looking for economic opportunities. And so there's a case to be made about what's not happening in terms of the economy in some of these countries in Latin America.
Well, the thing is, at the very core of the culture is, you know, that you and I were raised in, we're hardworking people. I mean, my parents gave us a clear example that you went out and you worked for a living. You did not rely on the government. And the shame of this is that when you have political interests sitting there with, you know, a welfare system that is being hijacked and other government services at the expense of the people, you know, this is not the American way, and it doesn't pretend very well, because we know what, you know, Hispanics want, which is basically a lot of the same thing that most people want in general, and that is they just want to go out and have a fair chance at being productive and provide for their family, right? And especially Hispanics, I mean, because at the core of our, you know, our system of life and culture, it's the familia, it's the family.
Right. Yeah, no, I think one interesting point that I like to bring up when we're talking about this, Bill, and this is something you know, but you know, when you ask Hispanics, you know, what are the issues that you care about the most, or what is the issue you care about the most? It's not immigration. It's education, consistently education. I think that there's reason for that. And I think about my own experience, and I think about what my other peers, other immigrant peers, think about an education. But, you know, education is a way to get ahead in this country. And that's why immigrants and Hispanics consistently place education as being the top issue. And so I think it goes to your point, you know, folks, majority of folks that come here want a chance to you know, get the American dream. And education is of course, one way to do that.
Right. And that transcends all minority groups. I mean, they know that at the basis of any kind of future success is education. And here it is. I mean, we've got this, this system, this education system that could be working better, I would say. And, but yet they're looking at it and going, you know, compared to where they're coming from, I mean, this is head and shoulders above. We just need to get our acts together here a little bit better within the boundaries of our country when it comes to education.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, to your point about immigration and the way to do that, there are a number of ideas that, you know, folks are talking about in Congress to improve our immigration system. We, as the Libra Initiative, have been calling for Congress and the president to work together to come up with a plan, you know, to address some issues. You know, it's not going to be possible to take a look at all the things that need to be improved in our immigration system with one bill.
Mm-hmm.
But we can start, and we can start looking for areas where there could be common ground, and I think that's a very important part of the discussion that needs to take place.
Well, the problem that we have with the partisanship that exists in our government today, and this is what's so frustrating, is that there is, clearly some what we would call low-lying fruit that could be transactional. If we enacted, we would begin to make a huge difference. It's kind of like when the president came in and said, hey, let's get rid of some of these regulations. How about 2-1? Huh? Now we're at 22-1. And look what happened. Look what it's jettisoned our economy. Well, that kind of thinking could work in other aspects of our government. But unfortunately, and this is what really ticks me off about the Democrats, and I will say this, and I say this to my Democratic friends. I say, look, you need to get aspects of our government representatives and tell them, and this is together. This isn't about Donald Trump, and this is about Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. It really has to be about the American people. And when we begin to focus on the American people, we really will have change to make America even greater.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Bill. And I think that we can do that. There are ways that we can do that. One thing that I wrote about recently is, you know, as the president said during his State of the Union speech, you know, there are some the economy is growing. We've got jobs to fill. And if that means having folks come here legally to work in this country, that should happen. And
yes.
So I talked about a bill that's Governor Lee introduced that would look at the visa system, and I think it's a great start, I think, to begin to make it easier for folks to come to this country legally.
Yeah, like they used to at one time, didn't they?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, when we come back, we will address that a little bit more. Plus, I got a couple other things I want to run by you as well. Israel Ortega on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us. We've got more from Iz just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444. Or visit TryRelaxium.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty, we are free of that.
Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes down to it, it's all about freedom. And this is what this country offers like no other country in the universe. Think about it. This is why people are, you know, doing the things that they do. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, this still blows me away that you have refugees from Central America. Now, we're not you know, judging them for, I don't blame them. Any one of us, if we were in the situation that they were in, would do everything they could for the sake of their families. Again, this is the very heartbeat and what's central to all Hispanics. So they go, you know, they're looking at a, you know, a 1,200, 1,500 mile trek to come down to the southern border and hope to find liberty. And, you know, can you imagine the heart of a father is giving birth control pills to his daughter to say, hey, chances are you're going to get raped along the way, so you better protect yourself. That's what they can do. I don't know how, you know, knowing what I know about Hispanic fathers, you've got to be so desperate to get to that point to say, you're going to send your daughter off with, you know, on this kind of trek, knowing that she could be abused. Did we lose Iz?
Oh, there, Bill, sorry.
Yeah,
I'm right here. No, Bill, I mean, I think this is, you're describing, I think, what the real pain, the real situation that folks are facing in some of these countries in Latin America. I actually have a chance to volunteer at that, at the church I attend and work with some of these immigrants in terms of, hearing their stories, figuring out there's a way for them to come here, to live here legally rather.
Right.
And, I'll tell you, these stories are heartbreaking and just awful to hear. And so, you know, and at the same time, I think, you know, most Americans would recognize that there has to be a process, in which we allow folks to come into this country legally. Mm-hmm. And I think that's gotta be on Congress. It's gotta be on the president. It can't be either or. The way we've been describing it at the Libre Initiative is that the president has to work with Congress to come up with a plan, because otherwise, you know, we're going to find ourselves in a situation where we're looking at this issue again and not really solving anything.
Well, without a doubt, we've been kicking this thing down the road for decades here, and this is how we got into this mess, is, as you wrote about in your column, in your commentary here, your opinion piece, is that there is a call for bipartisan immigration. I say smart and strategic immigration. We need more people in the labor force here in this country, and they run the entire spectrum. And so yep. For people coming from Central America, there's certain jobs that they can do, and they can be part of a fair visa system. Why not? But we don't need to get them enveloped in our political morass here, which it seems to be the motivation. I'm just, again, my perspective here, and you can say if I'm being too harsh on the Democrats, but they seem to have a different sense of motivation, not necessarily one that is good for all concerned, for America in general and for, you know, the individuals coming across the borders here.
It's so sad, Bill. You're right. I mean, the politics is a big stumbling block, and describes why, or helps explain why we haven't been able to get something done in terms of something substantive when it comes to immigration. You know, we've had executive orders, you know, under President Obama that have been challenged by the courts because, you know, President Obama didn't want to work with Congress to get this done. And I think that's part of the fear, is that if we go down that route and do things by executive order, we're going to find ourselves in a situation where it's going to be overturned or challenged or just scrapped by the next president. So what we've been saying is Congress ought to look at this. And one of the bills that has been introduced is a bill by Senator Mike Lee, who, you know, is a strong conservative. Mm-hmm. And he's actually pairing up with Kamala Harris, who most folks would describe as pretty progressive, but on this issue, when it comes to reforming the visa system, they agree. And again, this is just one element, Bill, that needs to get done on immigration. But if we can start there and figure out, like, there's bipartisanship on this one issue, let's take a look at other issues within the immigration system. What are other ways that we can do to make it easier for folks to come here through the front door?
As we said earlier, we can chip away at this. I mean, this is an 800,000 pound gorilla in the room here. We can't possibly swallow it all down at one point. And this is where I just want to get, you know, and get in the face of some of these pundits and Democrats that, keep throwing up problems instead of solutions, to the immigration problem. And because we're talking real people, real lives, people coming to this country desperately looking for freedom and an opportunity. And we're not giving them an answer. I mean, all we're doing is we're throwing them in the shadows. That doesn't serve their interest. It doesn't serve the American people's interest.
No, absolutely not. And I think this is why, like I said earlier, Bill, you heard President Trump during the State of the Union, just a couple months ago, really last month, saying he wants to see more immigrants come to this country. I mean, he wants to make it easier for folks to work in this country and help the growing economy. I mean, as you know, the economy is doing well, and you know, something that isn't said enough is just how great the economy has been for Hispanics.
Right.
The lowest unemployment rate for Hispanics in the history of compiling data for Hispanics in the workforce. And so I think that's a testament to the great policies that the president has enacted, including signing into law the tax cut bill.
Exactly.
From a couple years ago. So that's all good. And so now let's see if there are ways that we can have folks work in this country, contribute to our economy, but again, legally and with the proper paperwork.
Exactly. Is as you say, it's underreported the successes that the Hispanics are receiving and experiencing under this administration, because there's no room. I mean, when you've got 90% of the media, you know, bad-mouthing the president, there's no room for good news. I mean, they're having a hard time choking down that 71% of America says the economy is in pretty good shape. That's, they're having a hard time with that. I was reading this this column you sent over to me from David Bernstein with Politico, and he says, Trump's secret to victory in 2020 is Hispanic voters. He
right.
says, yes, it's
yep.
true. The man who wants to build a wall to keep out immigrants is winning over just enough Latinos to get reelected, unless Democrats figured out how to stop him.
Yeah, no, I was struck by that article, too, Bill. It was a fascinating piece. And I think, you know, for some of us who have been studying this this issue in the demographic, there were some nuggets that were interesting, but the idea that Hispanics are not monolithic is something that as you said at the beginning of the program, is something I know and a lot of folks know, but some people do not, and I think that's the problem for some of these politicians, that they assume that Hispanics only care about immigration. As I pointed out, the Pew Research Center has been tracking this and has been showing consistently immigration is not the issue not the top issue for Hispanics. It'll obviously be interesting to see how this plays out, this year, next year. But clearly, I think lawmakers or politicians, rather, have to be strategic and have to be smart about how they talk to Hispanics and talk about policies in a way that doesn't assume that Hispanics are with you just because of these preconceived conceptions.
And, of course, part of the problem we have, as we said earlier, is that the misreporting and misrepresentation of the president's policies. I mean, even Bernstein writes, he says, the same man who ordered refugee children separated from their parents. That wasn't his policy. That was from the Obama administration, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're right, and you're right. It doesn't get reported in the way that it probably should.
Well, again, buyers beware, and in this case, it's the voters. This is why we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, because it's rather dangerous when America is building its worldview based on 8-second sound bites, and especially from a clearly biased mainstream media. It's unfortunate because there is so much more that this country could be doing, not only to make America great, but even greater, right, Iz?
Absolutely, Bill. Absolutely. And we as a Liberty Initiative stand ready to work with anybody who wants to remove barriers for people so they can get ahead and do great things in this country.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence heading to Nebraska today to visit flooded areas of that state. Historic flooding in the Midwest, killing at least four people and doing hundreds of millions of dollars in damage. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
More than 4,000 people evacuated from their homes in Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin. Hundreds of houses and businesses damaged from all the water. People told to just grab what you can and get out. Nebraska Senator Republican Ben Sasse, a guest on Special Report with Brett Baer on Fox News.
It's really quite stunning. We have 93 counties. 53 of them have issued emergency declarations.
Authorities say a fire at the Intercontinental Terminals Company chemical plant outside Houston could burn for two more days. But officials say they don't believe it's posing a threat to air quality in the area. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, like our president says, choose greatness, huh? This is time. The time is now. Time for your comeback at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And this portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at Gymnast that delivers the goods to help you look young, feel young, and live young. Why not? Find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Gymnast banner to discover amazing energy, nutrition, and hair and skin care products. Well, in just about every sector of our country, unemployment at record lows. Amazing, right? And skin problems. Well, interestingly enough, Hispanic media, they don't want to talk about it. Like anything that is positive about Donald Trump. So I guess from that standpoint, it is consistent, whether it's the mainstream media, whether it's the media, on the Latin side. Let's not talk about any good things that the president is doing. I mean, after all, unless we have this negative thinking all part of the mixture, I mean, God forbid, Donald Trump may have a second run in the Oval Office, and that could be so disturbing. So what to do about the record-breaking unemployment rate being swept under the rug at these Latino networks. Well, here to talk about it is the director of MRC Latino, the Media Research Center's Hispanic media arm. Ken Oliver joins us now. Ken, welcome to the show. How are you?
Bill, thank you for having me. I'm doing great. Thank you for taking up this topic.
Hey, how's the family in Puerto Rico, huh? Everybody doing
great.
Okay?
Yeah, my family. Yeah, absolutely. No, Puerto Rico's bouncing back. And by the way, on that, that's a whole other issue, right?
Yes.
Lack of coverage of all the recovery funds, which are record numbers, trying to blame Trump for things that have gone wrong with a badly mismanaged territorial government there for years. But anyway, that's another subject, right?
Right. Well, it is. But, because... You know, you're from Puerto Rico, your family's there. I wanted to give an opportunity to shed some light on this because it is underreported. The mainstream media doesn't want to talk about it. Any of the successes that this administration is having, they make it seem like as if President Trump doesn't care. And at every turn, sometimes you have to go a little bit deeper to find this out. And this is why, again, I warn our listeners, do not form your worldview based on eight-second sound bites. The mainstream media clearly is in the tank. They're not giving you the whole truth and nothing but. And this is why we're grateful for shows like ours. And there's many other shows across the country like ours that are equally pursuing the truth. And I'm grateful, you know, for that opportunity and for that availability for listeners to learn smart and to be smart. But if they're following the prejudice and bias of the mainstream media, I'd say buyer beware.
Well, you're absolutely right. And let me just say, before we talk about unemployment and the whole issue of covering unemployment, which is, Univision and Telemundo are the top two television networks in this country for Spanish language television viewers. And they do a great job on soap operas, wonderful drama, entertainment, sports, and the soccer have tremendous audiences. But in the news area, we are always seeing this underreporting of economic news. And that's true, as you were saying earlier, in the news media, the main news media outlets throughout the country. But when you think of it, Univision and Telemundo, their main purpose in their news is to inform Hispanics about what's important that's going on. Mm-hmm. And so under President Trump, in less than a year now, we've had four consecutive record-breaking lows in Hispanic unemployment. And out of the four times that's happened, only once was it even covered by these networks, Univision and Telemundo. And this last time, which was just a few weeks ago when the numbers for February came out, it's down to 4.3% Hispanic unemployment. For the country as a whole, 3.8%, the lowest unemployment in 55 years. Mm. It's a record low for Hispanics. Four times it's happened. And not a peep about it, right, like Univision or Telemundo. So that's very emblematic of what's wrong with Spanish language media and the anti-Trump bias in it. It really, when you look at the economic news, Hispanic poverty, Bill, has come down more than a percentage point under President Trump, from 19% to 18%. So these are big numbers. It certainly is news for tens of thousands of people who are getting jobs throughout the country. It's not news, for some of these networks that avoid it. But it is news for many, many people throughout the country who are doing better.
Well, and look at the welfare. You know, that's down. It's the lowest it's been in I can't remember the number of decades, but we're in an all-time low in terms of welfare, participation. So, it goes back to the basic credo I believe in, Ken, and that is most of humanity wants a job and they want to provide for their family, because with that, they discover happiness. And that's where people are most happy. I mean, under the Obama administration, we had people that were very cranky. They were relying on the government. They trusted the Democrats. The Democrats said, hey, look, it takes a village, and we're going to help you, and we're going to provide for you, and we're going to give you all this free stuff. And so how did that work for people after 8 years? Our health care went in the tank. More people on welfare than ever. Unemployment rates skyrocketing. I mean, it was an absolute home ownership, a disaster on all sectors. And this is why a white guy, a gazillionaire from Manhattan, could go to these minority areas and say, hey, what have you got to lose, right?
That's what he said, yeah. He very presciently, as a candidate, right, in 2016, what you mentioned, he was promising voters when he spoke to African Americans and when he spoke to Hispanics during the campaign, he said, I'm going to bring you jobs. And look what's happening. Exactly that. That's he would bring jobs, and those promises are now results. So this is all pointing to, again, polling showing among African Americans, among Latinos, Latino Americans, increasingly high poll numbers of approval for President Trump and his job performance. In fact, the latest numbers from not just one poll, but various polls have him in the 30 to 40% range. Mm-hmm. That includes Reuters polls, Marist NPR polls. And that's having Democrats freaking out. You're seeing
Absolutely.
The Brexit movement, the Lexit. Latino exiting the Democratic Party. So the president certainly at this point has a lot of upside potential to do even better among a minority Hispanic and African-American voters than he did in 2016.
Well, even Politico magazine headlined this, you know, this opinion piece in saying Trump's secret to victory in 2020, Hispanic voters.
That really had Democrats freaking out. It does have them freaking out because, and when you look at the policy on Venezuela and getting tough with Cuba, unlike the appeasement under the Obama administration, and getting tough with the getting Maduro out and supporting the opposition, the Democratic opposition to overthrow the dictator, that this is helping him tremendously in Florida. And even, you know, getting back to Puerto Rico, in those elections in 2018, Florida, the Puerto Rican community, U.S. citizen voters from Puerto Rico, helped deliver the U.S. Senate seat to Rick Scott, where he defeated the incumbent Democrat. Mm-hmm. And also they helped elect the Republican governor, DeSantis.
Right.
So in Florida, the support for Republicans and President Trump has been going up.
Well, the opportunity and something I think that Republicans need to keep an eye on, Ken, especially after the 2016, we saw, you know, voter fraud 2018. I think even some more suspicious stuff going on. The Democrats are going to pull out all stops for 2020. I think that if the Democrats do not get the presidential Oval Office come 2020, you're going to see heads exploding from coast to coast.
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't have the surprise factor you do that was there in 2016. There's a tremendous determination by the president's opposition, the Democrats and activists on the left to avoid that surprise of 2016, and they will pull out all the stops. So you're absolutely right on voter fraud being a concern.
Well, we'll have to keep an eye on it. Ken Oliver's been with us. He is MRC, the director of MRC Latino. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Ken, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for the information. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me. You too.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird!
It's a plane!
Like that, we're back with you. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. You want to get involved in the conversation. Always love to hear from you. I had made a mention the other day about, you know, because we get some interesting comments, and I appreciate it. It demonstrates to me that you are thinking, and a critical thought needs to be activated in our country again. You just can't assume things. You know, it's okay to ask questions. And it might disturb some people when you ask questions, because everybody wants to go along to get along, right? I think that's dangerous, without a doubt. I mean, this country started with a revolution because we were going up against the status quo. We said, this doesn't work for us. And we were able to put together the Declaration of Independence in such a way that kind of crystallized where we wanted this country to go. And further supported by the U.S. Constitution, which some would say, oh, it's elastic, and did the founding fathers really mean that, you know, that sort of thing. And that was so many years ago, but here we are 240-some years later, and still rolling along, and the great American experiment continues to live. This in spite of socialist pressures that have been thrust upon our economy. Pretty crazy, huh? But look, let's have the discussion. Why not? You know, let's talk. Put up capitalism against socialism. In just a moment, we're going to have with us Dr. Robert Cargill. Actually, he is with us right now. The professor of Judaism, Christianity, and Classics at the University of Iowa, editor of popular magazine Biblical Archaeology, Archaeology Review, and has led 6 archaeological digs in Israel. So he's not afraid of getting dirty. And that's a good thing. You know, when you talk about asking questions and going deeper, you know, the good doctor reminds us that, hey, getting dirty can be fun, right, Robert?
That's right.
It can be fun and informative. And we want to talk about the new TV series, Jesus, His Life, which is going to premiere next Monday, March the 25th, on the History Channel. The show is an epic retelling of the life of Jesus Christ. And I think it's a perfect time in the middle of Lent as we head to Easter.
This is a good time for this show. Bill, by the way, very good to be with you. And it's a good look at Jesus's life, especially the human side of Jesus's life. I really like this show because it does something different than a lot of shows we've seen in the past. It really gives us a point of view that allows us to see the human side of Jesus.
Mm. Now, is this outside the traditional gospel message, or is this a kind of an interpretive retelling of the life of Jesus Christ?
No, quite the opposite. I was brought in along with a number of other scholars mm-hmm. to make sure that the script, to make sure that what the actors are reenacting and to what a lot of the scholars are saying is consistent with what we have not only in the Bible, but with what we have in the historical sources. So one of the things that the producers of this show wanted to make sure of was that everything that we're presenting is consistent with what we have in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's eight chapters, right?
There's eight different episodes, and what you're getting, and this is a fascinating approach, mm-hmm. you're getting eight different looks at Jesus from eight different points of view. So one show, you'll get a look at Jesus from, let's say, the point of view of Joseph. Another one will be from the point of view of his mother, Mary. Another will be a point of view from Peter or John the Baptist, one from Judas, and then from some of the antagonists, right? One from Caiaphas, one from Pilate. Mm-hmm. And so in each episode, you're beginning again with a different point of view, rediscovering Jesus, and the viewer is forced to ask the question that the people in the first century would have had to ask, who is this guy, and is this guy really who everybody claims he is?
Exactly. I like that you approach this in a balanced sort of way. As you say, you have people that were, you know, in his inner circle or near, and then you have people who had a different idea, like Judas Iscariot. I mean, we know recently there was some artistic license that was taken that I thought was over the top regarding Judas Iscariot. So I can't wait to see how you present his perspective.
Yeah, what I'm very proud of is that this series does a great job of bringing in a diversity of thought, the diversity of ethnicities. All genders, you know, are represented from the modern perspective, right? So you have Catholics, Episcopalians, Baptists, all the Jewish perspectives, atheists, agnostics. Everybody's modern perspective is brought to bear in the same way that there would have been a vast diversity of opinion of Jesus in the first century. And I always think that that's a good way to approach the Bible. I was always taught you preach the Bible the way it's written, right?
Right.
If there's a certain genre that you're reading, you want to preach that a certain way. And if you're reading a different genre, maybe you preach that a different way. This show, this series, is actually showing the diversity of opinion of Jesus in the first century by bringing to bear a diversity of opinion of modern scholarship. And I really, really like that approach.
You know, when you think about the New Testament, here it is. I mean, you've got the New Testament being lived out. I mean, it had been written, so oral tradition was key during this time, right?
That's right. You have a lot of oral tradition that gets written down, you know, a number of decades later. But we also did what we also thought was important was to bring to bear on the series some of the extra biblical accounts. So one of the things that I was brought in to do, along with some other scholars, like my colleague Mark Goodacre at Duke University, was to make sure that the accounts from, let's say, the Jewish historian Flavius Josephus, that those accounts were also represented. So that we that we were able to corroborate some of the items that were mentioned in the Bible with the accounts of Josephus.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to back up what you're saying, I mean, what I'm reading here is, you know, the series interviews and consulted with a diverse group of scholars, faith leaders, theologians from across the ideological spectrum to provide a rounded picture of the life and times in which Jesus lived. I mean, I go down the list, you know, Robert, you know, you're at the top of the list, and, you know, maybe they did it by alphabetical order, maybe that's why you're at the top of the list, but still.
Yeah,
I mean,
fortunate to have a seat.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you know, Bishop Michael Curry, Nicole Lewis, Rabbi Garraway, I mean, Mark Goodacre, I mean, you go on and on, I mean, Joel Osteen, I mean, you've got some, you know, current day thinkers and theologians and archaeologists that are involved in this to reinforce this epic story.
That's right. It's not a preachy documentary in the idea that it's not trying to convert anyone or deconvert anyone. The idea is not to force anyone to think a particular way. Mm-hmm. Instead, this series is trying to show the diversity of opinion that existed about Jesus in the first century. Pilate thought differently about Jesus than John the Baptist did. And John the Baptist thought differently about Jesus than Mary did. And Judas thought differently. And so by bringing a vast diversity of opinion of modern scholarship to reflect on this, we are trying to show that there wasn't a uniform picture of Jesus yet. Yes, while Jesus was still alive, but yet people were trying to discover, who is this guy? Should I believe him? Is he really who he says he is? And that's the power of this series.
Well, Mary Donahue, the Senior Vice President of Programming and Development for History, as you know, Robert, said viewers will see and experience the life of Jesus as never before through this powerful and thought-provoking portrait of a man who is one of the most influential people in human history. Wow. I mean, can you imagine the conversations, the, you know, again, we've been encouraging people, we need to return to an era of critical thinking and speaking, and maybe this might be the ignition to, you know, to this point.
Well, Mary's very smart. She's doing a very good job there at history. And what I like is that we're seeing this return to smart, educational, and entertaining television. And again, I like the fact that so many scholars, confessional, non-confessional, people involved in archaeology, history, and then also the lived religion side of it. What does this mean for us today? All of those people were brought in to give us this diverse opinion of Jesus's life. And that's the kind of shows I like to be involved in. That's the kind of shows that I think people need to see.
When you think about all the resources that are available and that you can focus, you know, a topic, an epic story like Jesus, his life, with intellectual people that are going to make people, I think, all the smarter because of it. I mean, this has to be rewarding for you to be able to participate with other like-minded, you know, participants.
I like to be involved with smart people. And look, I've studied the Bible for all of my life. That's what I do for a living. Mm. And so to be able to share that with others in a very smart way, in a fun way, look, what could be better than that?
Well, again, remind everybody where they can go for more information and see the first of an eight-part series. Robert, if you would.
History.com. You can learn more about it. This is Monday, March 25th, 8, 7 Central. Please tune in.
Well, we're definitely going to be there. And again, thank you so much, Robert Cargill, for being with us. Appreciate it. All the best to you. God bless.
Thank you, Bill.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859 859-
528-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com.
Hunters, anglers,